Jesus, how is it going, guys? My name is Steven Marin, and welcome back. What has it been, 2-3 months? Jeez, what am I? I'm Steven Marin. Hello, welcome to the Yeti Pod. We're gonna have a big change around here. Our logo is going to be changed because I've started to use Photoshop, and I'm starting to get good. This is gonna be short because I actually want to start recording perfectly. I actually want to try to make podcasts now. I'm gonna try to keep it on tri-weekly schedule, so I don't start uploading every 2 months, because that's getting annoying, and I feel like it is. 800 listeners, we have reached it. Maybe we can reach 1,000 by the end of this year. There's no nicer way to put it. This year has been shit. There's really no other way to put it. I might as well just say it now. This year has been absolute doo-doo. So maybe we can bring it back in the ending. So I'm going to bring up some points here if you are easily offended and or you just don't know what's going on and you don't want to know, then I recommend clicking off this podcast right now and never coming back unless I upload another video, and hopefully it's not in 2 months. So here we go. So, firstly, COVID-19. I brought this up a little bit to 2 months ago when it wasn't that big of a deal. But it's a big deal now. My entire school has canceled for the rest of the year. It's now online school, and I'm ending in a week. A week. That's insane to think about. It's been an entire year, and these, 3 months felt so long, and I don't know why. Actually, no, it's been 4 months. Wow, 4 months? It's been 4 months? Jesus, it's been 4 months! Okay, 4 months in quarantine. It's insane. By the way, I am not in a soundproof room. Hopefully it sounds like that. I added 2 carpets in here and put them hanging to make it sound a little bit less noisy. If I turn over here, it will sound more noisy, and you can even hear it in the voice. My voice is bouncing off the walls. But when I turn over here, there's a little bit more space, and it might even sound even worse. I'm not even sure. But basically, COVID-19 was a really big deal. It seemed to be calming down a bit, but in other health-related news, Ebola's back. Why does God hate us so? Ebola's back. There's so many things. Okay, we had UFO sightings confirmed by the United States government, and they were released and shown to the public. Then we had Kobe dying. Rest in peace, Kobe and Gigi. Hope both of you are sleeping well in the sky and looking over us. Then we had what? We had COVID. We had the killer wasps. Then we also had George Floyd, which I'm going to bring up in a couple seconds. What else do we have? Earthquake starting June. My house had a power outage for 12 hours or more. I'm not sure. It felt so long, and it just turned on 3 hours ago. So good for us. But we're going to bring up George Floyd now because I feel like that's a thing that I need to bring up. I usually say I do not get political on my podcast. I am about to get political. So, big warning here. I am getting political. It's time for me to get political. Okay. So, I hope you enjoyed that sponsor segment. Just kidding. I'm going to say that to myself so I sound funny. But there's not going to be any money or monetization here because, I don't feel like there's a need, and it doesn't feel right for me to put monetization on this podcast episode or for any, for like a couple of days. I don't feel like you guys deserve that since I've been gone for so long. But on to George Floyd. So if you haven't heard, a couple days ago, I think it's 10 days, 9 days. It's been a while, but a couple days ago, a man by the name of George Floyd was murdered by 4 police officers, one who had his knee on his neck, and George Floyd could not breathe. So he died of he died from choking, lack of breath. because of the whole entire neon neck thing. In the main hospital where they did the first test, they said he died of a heart attack. But then they did a private test because they asked for it. And asphyxiation said it at the time. Asphyxiation was the cause of death. But basically, those four police officers were charged with third-degree murder. And just yesterday were they uplifted to second-degree murder. If you thought I meant that the charges were uplifted, nope, I meant that the charge was uplifted and changed with a second-degree murder charge. Which is great, because now the maximum they can get, I think, is 40 years. But I feel like we should just move them up to first-degree murder and then just give them a nice life sentence. Also, the main killer was moved to a maximum security prison because of, I think, problems with other inmates, which were trying to attack him, which makes sense, and I hope he got attacked. But, okay. Here's where I've been told I have a very strong opinion. Some people have told me to not share my opinions, because, yeah, I have strong opinions. But at the same time, like, I feel like I have no other choice, and people agree with me in some points, people disagree with me in others. But I'm just going to say my opinions. So, the protests are absolutely beautiful. I feel like the protests that are being done peacefully, they are amazing and they are getting the message out. But I feel like what's not getting the message out is the riots. The riots make absolutely no goddamn sense. And I feel like some people can agree with me on this. You are just looting to loot. You are not looting in the name of George Floyd. Nope, actually no, you are looting in the name of George Floyd. But is that what George would have wanted? I don't think so. I don't think he would want people stealing Gucci or Nikes or literally any other thing from any other store just because he died. I feel like he would want you to peacefully protest and get the word out so we can at least get some rights. There is cops out there that understand that most of the protesters or rioters, as the media is putting them, aren't there to riot. But then there are the ones that come from out of state that are there to just riot. There is the good cops, there is the bad cops. Not all cops are bad. I feel like we need to understand that not all cops are bad, so ACAB doesn't really make sense unless you just mean those who have committed crimes and are very visible. Then, yeah, all those cops are bastards. But, like, doing all this rioting isn't going to help anyone. This has happened before. People have rioted. And there's even a video out there of a man yelling at a group of rioters. I recommend watching that. I do not have a link to it, sadly. But just search up man yelling at rioters for burning down store. It's a really good video. And it does like put an outlook on how some people could feel today. I even saw one video of where they were going to one guy's store. And the store owner comes to the store in his car, opens the back door, pulls out a shotgun, and walks towards the store. You saw him aim it, you saw him shoot a bullet, and then he walked into a store and you heard him shoot another bullet. Hopefully, I hope that no one was injured, but people are being affected and they're going to use their Second Amendment right to protect their store. That is a fact. Also, Roof Koreans are back. Roof Koreans 2020 are back. They are now sitting on their roofs and they are ready to fire at anyone coming to the store. Roof Koreans are back. Yes. But the riots aren't doing anything. Also, if you bring up children being maced as a point like my friend did, it doesn't make sense. Why are the children getting maced? Ask me that question. Why are the children getting maced? Well, because they're with adults. What if the adults start rioting? Then they need to use mace, correct? Then the children are also going to get maced. But if they are not rioting, so they're peacefully protesting, and then they use mace, what was the reason? Were they in their face? No, then it wasn't appropriate. Were they in their face and even pointing at them? Yes, okay, then it was appropriate for them to use mace. And it's the adult's fault that the child got maced. But if nothing is happening for them to deserve the macing, then no, it is not appropriate, and they should be held in contempt of court. Not contempt. Sorry, I'm stupid, and I forget how court works. They should be put in court, and they should be sued by the people who got maced. Another fun fact, there's about 200,000 police officers and about a couple million of us, so I feel like we can take them. That's just my opinion. I don't recommend rioting. Protest if you can. If you are white and you don't believe white privilege is a thing, you are the problem. White privilege is a thing. So use that privilege and stand in front of the people who are protesting. So if someone's going to get shot, you're going to get shot first. That is your privilege. Also, the cops aren't going to want to shoot at you. That is a little fun fact. White privilege does exist in America. And if you stand in front of them, you are not going to get shot as much as everyone else. So make a line in front of all the police officers so that no one gets shot. And if they do, then there's a problem. what else? That's all I'm gonna leave with George Floyd. I feel like this is a good place to stop. Black Lives Matter movement is beautiful, and I'm glad that it's being brought up so much now. But, it's scary to see how much destruction has been caused, and I feel like that needs to stop soon. We are already losing a lot of rights. Washington, D.C. is under martial law. So be careful out there. If you're protesting, be safe. Distance yourself, wear a mask so you don't catch COVID. Because cases are starting to spike up again. And yes, have a great day, guys. And I'm back. Hopefully for good.